This is Job Talk, and I'm Kim Forsyth. Today in the studio, I have Chris Wells with me. He is the director of and a performer in the Tokyo Comedy Store. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Now, did you always enjoy performing in front of people? What kind of background do you have in theater?
Yes, I suppose I did, actually. I've been a speech team geek for a long time. From grade school and high school and college, I did competitive speech stuff. So drama, dramatic interpretation, improvisation, that sort of thing.
Okay. What is the Tokyo Comedy Store?
It is a group of foreigners and some Japanese people who want to do comedy in English in Tokyo.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun. Do you actually teach people how to do improv?
We do, actually. We have a workshop at the Tokyo Comedy Store, and we teach people from all walks of life, engineers, doctors, English teachers.
Right. And what is improvisation?
Improv is a sort of a theatrical form or technique where we make things up right on the spot using certain guidelines and rules. And we usually get suggestions from the audience so that it's participatory.
Okay. So when you're doing improv, are there any rules, things you're not allowed to talk about, or taboos that you can't bring up on stage?
What we can't do is called blocking. And blocking is when someone makes an offer on stage and then you do not accept their offer. So if I walk on stage and I look at you and I say, "Mother, it's your 80th birthday and I've got a cake for you." You have to accept the fact that I have endowed you, we say, as being an 80-year-old mother and it's your birthday.
What is most rewarding for you about performing in front of a crowd?
The best thing is, first of all, there's a high associated with performing. It's an adrenaline high. And it's like mountain climbing for your brain, because we really have no idea what's going to happen. And then probably, after the show, I really enjoy walking around talking to the customers. I meet a lot of different people. Most of the people that come to see the show I don't know. They're just coming to see it.
Do you get different reactions depending on the audience?
Absolutely. So some nights it's going to be more cerebral. Some nights it's going to want broad humor. Some nights it's going to appreciate references to Japanese culture. Other nights, more international, Western culture. So we gauge each show based on the audience's reaction, subconsciously many times, and the show will sort of morph to accommodate the vibe in the room.
Chris, do the principles of improvisation influence everyday life?
Actually, it's funny you bring that up. Everyone who takes the workshop begins to notice that in their lives they block other people's ideas, that they're not listening to other people, or that other people don't necessarily listen to them. Because with improv, you have to accept offers, listen to the other person, and you can't be thinking about your response while the other person is talking. You have to be in the moment.
Thank you for those thoughts, Chris. Thanks for talking with us today.
I enjoyed it. Thanks. Questions. Number 26. What does Chris say about performing improv? Number 27. How does Chris imply improv affects the lives of workshop participants? Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.